May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon on the Wednesday edition of the Card Cast, which means we're going to bring you a new guest, an interview, an exclusive interview here for Cardinal Authority listeners. Last week, we had Aaron Fitt from D1 Baseball came on. We discussed, you know, everything from the Cardinals' chances, Louisville Baseball's chances of making another run at the College World Series, catcher Henry Davis, and where he fits as far as one of the top 10 potential draft picks in the Major League Baseball draft, and so much more. So if you haven't yet, check that out. The week before, we had Travis Branham from 247 Sports, national recruiting analyst, was on. He talked to, you know, we kind of went in depth about the NCAA transfer portal and the impact that it's having on college basketball, which leads us kind of into this week's guest. Coming to Louisville through the transfer portal, former Florida guard and now Louisville Cardinal signee Noah Locke will be joining us here on the Cards Cast in just a few moments. Excited to get for a chance to chat with him and talk about what he's, you know, his aspirations and goals for what he wants to accomplish at Louisville. Of course, he spent 3 years at Florida, started 79 of 92 games during his time there, averaged 10 points a game. And really, one of his notable strengths is his ability to shoot the ball from deep, which was clearly a weakness for Chris Mack's team last year. Locke hitting just under 41% for his career during those 3 years, for which he averaged 30 minutes a game. So this is a guy that's been consistent for each of his years down in Gainesville, shooting 40.8% from beyond the arc. And, you know, 6'4 guard, something that certainly with Carly Jones and David Johnson both announcing they're signing with agents, have signed with agents in David's case, that they're going to be heading off to the pro ranks. There's some empty spots clearly in the backcourt. Noah Locke certainly going to be one of those that can come in and provide, you know, obviously much needed immediate impact for Chris Mack this coming season. Does have 2 years to play. Will he be here 2 years? That could depend on how well his first year goes, you know, because there's always the dream of fulfilling a dream of getting off to the pro ranks. He committed to Louisville on April 11th. Louisville officially made it official 2 days later on April 13th. And at that point, Chris Mack really pointed out the strength of what Noah brings this program when he said, Noah is one of the best pure shooters in the country who can do it on the move, off the dribble, and in transition. His college experience at the SEC level has him prepared to provide a huge boost for our program. So, obviously, and then he added, we are thrilled to add a player of Noah's caliber to the backcourt. And, again, what was a weakness for Louisville last year could quickly become a strength for Louisville in 21-22 season. In recruiting, whether it's the high school level through the transfer portal, relationships are huge. Noah was a top 100 prospect coming out of the Baltimore, Maryland area, and had built a really strong relationship with Chris Mack during the high school recruiting process. And that certainly was a huge feather in Louisville's cap this time around. Once Noah hopped in the transfer portal, I mean, college coaches started from all over started pounding him. And when you've got that shortened window, having a prior relationship is certainly huge. And we'll talk about that again here in just a moment with Noah Locke on you know, how that process went for him, what their relationship with Chris Mack is like, what he expects to bring to Louisville and so on. And Locke's going to be, he's a piece of a huge group of newcomers coming in for Louisville. Obviously you've got the freshman additions in Mike James out of Orlando Oak Ridge. You've got Richmond, Virginia, big man, Roosevelt Wheeler, great piece. Jody Demling had a nice chat with him the other day. You can find that at cardinalauthority.com right now as well. And then the transfers from the junior college ranks, Panhandle Conference Player of the Year, point guard L. Ellis, you know, also expected to be a big impact player. Jared West, Marshall transfer, great defender, point guard, obviously another impact guy. And then Miami transfer, Matt Cross, another guy that could shoot it from deep as well. So a lot of guys that have the potential and really kind of the expectations to come in and make an impact for Louisville immediately and get the program back onto, I guess, the expectation level that not only the fans have, but that the coaches have, the program has, and for, because obviously for what Louisville has become. So excited to chat with Noah Locke. We'll do that in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to ask you to do us a favor. Whether you listen, if you're listening to it at Cardinal Authority, the podcast from Cardinal Authority, that's awesome. And you can also find it at all the different podcast outlets, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever the case may be. While you're there, give us a like, a thumbs up, a good review, a five-star rating, whatever the case may be. They all vary depending on the platform. It'd be much appreciated because we really enjoy bringing these to you, and we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. So make sure, you know, if you could do us a favor, share that positive feedback online as well. Also, before we get to the interview, one last request. If you're on Facebook, go check out, go search Cardinal Authority on Facebook. Give us a like, subscribe, follow. And that way you'll make sure you don't miss any of the content that we're pumping out regarding what's going on with Louisville, whether they be commitments or team news or whatever the case may be, as well as some great content from our national desk, you know, on Louisville, on the ACC. We also have plenty of content on players in the pros, whether they be guys in the NFL, you know, Teddy, Lamar, Devontae Parker, and so on. Getting ready to have a couple more or hopefully even more than a couple going in this upcoming draft, as well as, you know, guys like Donovan Mitchell and Major League Baseball, whoever the case may be. So go to on Facebook, search Cardinal Authority, give us a like and a follow, and you'll make sure to get all that content there as well.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Excited to be joined here by Noah Locke, former Florida standout, now future University of Louisville guard, joining us here on the CardsCast. Noah, appreciate you taking some time with us here on the CardsCast.
Yeah, no problem.
Been wanting to catch up with you since you made the decision and since it became official, so glad we have this opportunity to chat for a couple minutes and kind of get to know you a little bit better, let the fans get to know you a little bit better. But let's kind of, I guess, start at the beginning. It can't be an easy process of making the decision to, you know, hop in the transfer portal and kind of reignite that whole recruiting process again. I mean, you went through it once, obviously, as a top 100 high school prospect. What was that like, that the decision to hop into the portal and then that whole recruiting process again? What was that like for you?
I mean, I felt like it was the best decision for me to do. I felt like it was definitely a lot. I felt like it was more I feel like overwhelming than it was in high school. Because of, I mean, I feel like it was a lot, like it was so many more schools hitting me up within a short amount of time. Because when I was in high school, I mean, it was throughout the years of me being in high school, it was like, you know, they were hitting me up probably like 10th grade and 11th grade and 12th grade. Like so many schools hit me up within like a week, 2 week span. And I had to make a decision within those 2 weeks. And I mean, it was pretty, I can say it was pretty much easier than it was in high school because of me knowing what I want, me already being in college, right, and me knowing exactly what it is that I needed. And I feel like, you know, coming out of high school, being young and, you know, I guess saying like falling for, you know, just the facilities and all the stuff that doesn't really matter as much. And I kind of got just the what really matters from being in college. And I feel like that was, it kind of helped me propel my decision much easier than it was in high school. But I felt like the amount of, you know, schools contacting me was a lot more rapid and, you know, obnoxious than it was coming out of high school.
Is it one of those things, as soon as, you know, your name was officially in the portal, did your phone just blow up with coaches from all over the country?
Yeah. It was probably within the next, like, I put it in there and it was probably like 10 minutes, and it was at least like 8 to 10 coaches. Wow. It was people calling me, and while I'm on the phone, one coach, another coach be calling me. I'm just looking at the area codes. I mean, the seeing what state this is in, and I'm like, oh, I'm just wondering who this is now. So yeah, it was definitely a lot of different schools, but I mean, it's like I said, it's overwhelming, but it's definitely a blessing too to be able to, you know, have that happening for me.
Yeah.
Having schools want me to attend their school, and I mean, I felt like I picked the right one.
Yeah, obviously one of the things that helped from your previous experience to now was you had built a pretty good relationship with Louisville head coach Chris Mack. Mm-hmm. Was that a big part of the process this time because there was already a comfort level there?
Yeah. And I feel like that was one of the biggest things. I mean, I was into, you know, getting calls from schools that I didn't really know much. I mean, my biggest thing was I wanted to talk to all head coaches. I wanted to talk to the head coach the most. I wanted to have a good relationship with the head coach. And I wanted to, I mean, if I knew them before coming out of high school, like that was a plus for them. And that was probably one of the biggest things for me. I just wanted to, you know or feel comfortable with the head coach. And I mean, not saying that I didn't, you know, want to talk to assistants. I mean, of course I did, but I mean, the main conversation and something I want to have was with the head coach, because I mean, he's the head man, he makes all the decisions. So
yeah,
I just wanted to express how I felt about, I mean, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to be to the head coach, so we could be on the same page. And by me knowing him before, it made things much easier and helped me with like making the decision, especially because, I mean, I made it in such a short span of time. I never got to visit Louisville, and I just wanted to be able to trust someone that I already knew. And I feel like if I went to, you know, try to go to a different school that I didn't really know, it would have been so many unknown factors that, you know, could possibly, I don't know, make my decision not as good.
Gotcha. You know, it's amazing what a few years of college and maturity will do for a young man, isn't it? Kind of
helps. Yeah. No, it definitely is. It definitely is.
It kind of helps you figure out. Now, obviously, in addition to having that relationship with Chris Mack, Louisville also has the opportunity there for you. You know, now we know, you know, I mean, even Carleigh Jones made his decision official yesterday. He's going to be heading off to the pro ranks. David Johnson has already signed with an agent. He's heading off to the pro ranks. So Louisville's mm-hmm. basically got a backcourt that says vacancy on it.
It had
to be something that's pretty enticing to you as well.
No, it definitely was. I mean, that was something that Coach Mack expressed to me as soon as, you know, he contacted me again. And I mean, it's something that I'm definitely looking for. I talked a lot about, I mean, when I talked to other people about, you know, me coming out of high school and me being a certain player coming out of high school, and me being able to play that role as in, you know, having those, being like a go-to guy. Like, I felt like, I mean, just like my whole life, even playing in AAU and all that stuff, like I have the capability of doing that, and I have confidence in myself being that type of guy. So, I mean, that's something that I'm looking forward to getting back to, and I feel like I can do it at a high rate.
Yeah.
And I mean, and of course, having good players around me, having a good team that's willing to win, I mean, I feel like it can be a great thing.
Again, we're joined here by Noah Locke on the Cards Cast, University of Louisville Transfer Edition. Going to be suiting up in the red and black next year. One of your strengths is obviously hitting from deep. Chris Mack was, you know, pretty, I mean, when they announced your official addition, I mean, he called you one of the best pure shooters in the country. You could do it on the move, off the dribble, in transition. Mm-hmm. That was certainly a weakness for Louisville last year. What is it about your game or the way you prepare yourself or the way you work out, you know, that makes you such a threat from deep?
I feel like I've always, since I've been a young boy, I mean, I've always been able to shoot the ball really well. I mean, my father was a shooter.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just pretty much came natural for me. I mean, I grew up in the gym. My whole family played basketball. My mom played, my older brother plays, my little sister plays. And, you know, I've always grown up in the gym, you know, watching my older brother play. And I just was always have a ball shooting. And I mean, I just got a knack for it. And I mean, I'm always in the gym, you know, shooting, working on different things. I mean, just specifically, like right now, I'm working on, you know, getting my shot off quicker. I mean, just different things, sharpening it up, because I mean, I know I'm a good shooter, but I feel like I can get better at it for sure. I mean, I can be like a great shooter. And I mean, I feel like, you know, it's always been natural for me. Of course, I could get better at it, but I mean, to answer your question, that I just continuously work on it, honestly. I mean, in different scenarios, get myself really tired and, you know, force myself to make shots in a row, make a certain percentage of shots, make shots on like bad passes, awkward passes, off of bad dribbles. Like, I mean, just all different types of ways of just making shots. And I mean, it just comes natural to me. And once I get into the game, I practice so much. So, I mean, I just know that, you know, my capability of making it would be very high.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear that. I mean, because as you know, your experience, obviously, it doesn't always come within a flow or off a great pass or anything. So mm-hmm. to make sure you're set in any situation, that's a pretty big plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, you mentioned you grew up in a family, you know, of basketball players. I was going to ask you about that. That had to be kind of cool. I mean, mom and dad played, sister plays, brother plays. I mean, that's kind of cool.
No, it is really, really cool. My dad actually coached my brother when he was coming up. I mean, my they're both coaches too. They're both basketball coaches. Like my dad was he coached on the college level. He coached high school. He coaches my little sister now. She was in middle school when she was coaching. Now he coached at pretty much all the levels. And my mom coached in college. She coached at high school too. I mean, basketball is just pretty much our family. And my brother plays professional right now.
Yep.
And they're actually coaching my little sister right now too. So my mom and my dad. So I mean, it's definitely cool to have a family with a basketball background. And I mean, just having your family evolving around the game. And I mean, it's definitely been a plus for me, because I mean, I know that I will always have them to, you know, be on my side when stuff is, you know, maybe getting hard for me or on the basketball side. And I know they always, you know, they know my game very well. They know what I can do. They know the things I need to get better at. They know my capabilities. And I mean, it's just great to have somebody that can have a whole family that can be there for you.
Yeah. I mean,
that's for the game that you love.
Yeah, no, I mean it's a rarity. Not many people have, you know, have so much, you know, around them in the house. I mean, that's pretty
cool. Yeah.
We've talked about your, you know, your ability to shoot the ball. You know, everybody knows, you know, you're hitting over 40% from deep. Uh-huh. What's Noah like on the defensive end?
I feel like I'm a solid defender. I mean, I can definitely get better, of course, but I feel like I'm a solid defender. I feel like, I mean, I'm a tough defender. I'm a tough guy. I mean, I love just the grit of just the game in general. I'm a competitor. I really love to win the game. And, I mean, I pretty much do all it takes to win. I mean, like I said, I could get better defensively, but I don't feel like I'm a bad defender. I feel like I'm a solid defender. And, I mean, I do whatever it takes to, you know, win.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, you spent three seasons at Florida. You know the value of experience. That's one of the, you know, it's more than just your ability to shoot the ball. I mean, the experience, especially playing on the SEC level, coming into the ACC, I mean, that's a mm-hmm. That's a huge plus as well. Have you had an opportunity to start to build experience or a relationship with some of your future teammates yet?
Yeah, no, I have. I've talked to Jared West a lot. I mean, we've been staying in contact, just talking every once in every probably almost every week. I mean, just checking in with each other.
Nice.
I talked to a lot of other guys on the team. I talked to Malik Williams. I talked to a lot of different. I mean, pretty much all the team. I mean, they contact once I committed, and I haven't I mean, I don't like talk to them every day, but I mean, I got to talk to them and get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, that's always huge, as you know. You know, any sport you play, I mean, the bond with your teammates is huge. I'll let you go here in just a minute, but what are your plans as far as when you'll arrive and start working out with the guys and things like that?
They were saying that we got a report on June 1st, so I'll be going down there on June 1st to, you know, get everything together. I guess it's the first summer session during that time, so I'll be down there then.
It'll be here before you know it?
Yeah, definitely will.
That's cool. So, you know, final question for you. Of course, we don't know what the crowds are going to be like yet because of the pandemic and all that, but certainly will be, you know, a little bit larger than it was last year. But what are you looking forward to once you put on the Louisville jersey and being able to run out onto the KFC Yum floor KFC Yum Center floor in front of the Louisville fans?
I'm just looking for just great excitement. I just love the game, and you know, just having a support system that, you know, is just there for us. And I mean, just great fans. I mean, it's definitely something I'm looking forward to. And then, I mean, just playing in the huge arena, like basically NBA arena is great. I mean, at Florida, we fit about like 10,000 in there. It's like double that. So, I mean, it's definitely great to be able to play in that type of atmosphere all the time. And, you know, just being able to play in the ACC is something that, you know, people dream of. So, I mean, it's just great to be able to have the opportunity and, you know, play out a role that I want to play in. Awesome. And having the support system.
One last question I forgot. You know, you recently just announced a couple days ago, I think it was just 2 days ago, you're going to wear number 0. Anything special behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's anything special. I mean, number 10 has been my number, basically my whole life.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to somehow connect the 10 in a way, like having a 1 or a 0. So, I mean, I just kind of just went with 0 and just kind of just thought of it as like a, you know, a new start.
Yep.
A new start for me.
Awesome.
And, yeah, that's pretty much the thought that I had going into it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know thousands of other Louisville fans are looking forward to seeing number 0 in the red and black here soon. So, hey, Noah, appreciate you taking some time here with us on the Cards Cast.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, and we will see you again. We'll see you pretty soon here at the KFC Yum Center. Great interview. Appreciate again Noah Locke joining us here on the Cards Cast, the Wednesday edition of the Cards Cast. Where we're going to continue to bring you great interviews with whether they be recruits, coaches, current players, media members, national, local, whatever the case may be. So make sure you stay, keep a lookout to see who's coming up in the future on these Cardcasts on Wednesdays as well. And I may throw some surprise ones in there during the week as well when we can. But again, want to appreciate Noah Locke taking some time with us here on the Cardinal Authority podcast. Again, a great interview and a lot of insight there from him. But of course, you know, the transfer portal where he came from, that's continuing to be a really hopping area. And Chris Mack and company now with Carlick Jones making it official that he's going to be signing with an agent and heading off to the pro ranks. Chris Mack is going to continue to peek in there and see what becomes available and potentially and likely going to add another to the 21-22 roster for Louisville. So we'll continue to keep that covered at cardinalauthority.com as well as the recruiting coverage for future classes at the University of Louisville and so much more. So make sure you keep clicking for Cardinal Authority. I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.